There's a kind of silence that a shopping arcade shouldn't have. It's not the quiet of a library or a park. It's the hum of fluorescent lights and nothing else. A sound that makes you feel like you've walked into a building that's holding its breath. I'm in Bupyeong Underground Shopping Arcade, and the place is empty. The story said it was bad. A while back, some local news reported that over half the stalls here were vacant. I figured that was an exaggeration, the kind of thing reporters write on a slow day. But I've been walking for 10 minutes, and I've counted more shuttered grills than open ones. The shops that are open are mostly phone cases, socks, and cheap luggage. The air is cool down here, a relief from the 42-degree heat index above. But it smells like dust and old cardboard. I duck into a tiny stall selling phone accessories because the owner is actually fanning herself with a cardboard box, and I want to buy something. A charging cable, maybe. She's a woman in her 60s, and when I ask her how business is, she just gives me a look that says everything. People go to the big malls now, she says in Korean. The young ones shop on their phones. No one comes down here anymore. I buy the cable anyway. Costs about 5,000 won, around $4. She wraps it in a little plastic bag, and I feel like I've done something, even though I know this one purchase won't fill the empty stalls around me. I walk back towards the main exit, and the silence follows me. The thing is, Bupyeong isn't supposed to be a quiet place. Above ground, Bupyeong Station is one of the busiest transfer points in the city, where Seoul's Line 1 meets the Incheon subway lines. At rush hour, the platforms are a river of people. But the underground arcade that used to feed off that river has dried up. The foot traffic just goes elsewhere now. I come up for air at exit 3, and the heat hits me like a wall. It's 34 degrees, but the humidity pushes the felt temperature way past 40. The light drizzle from the morning has evaporated, leaving the pavement steaming. I need a cold drink, and I know exactly where to go. There's a place I spotted on the map called Akura Kopi Bonjung, a coffee shop that's supposed to have good drip coffee. I'm not much of a coffee snob, but I've learned that in Korean summer, a cold Americano is basically a survival tool. I order an iced Americano, and it sets me back about 4,500 won, roughly $3. The barista is a young guy who seems genuinely surprised someone walked in. I sit by the window and watch the street. Bupyeong above ground is a different animal from the arcade below. There are restaurants and bars everywhere, and the promise of nightlife is written in the neon signs that are already flickering on, even though it's only early afternoon. The streets are busy with people carrying shopping bags from the big department stores, not the underground stalls. I think about the contrast. I'm here in Incheon for a week, trying to figure out what it means to live in Korea, and I keep running into these pockets where the old ways are fading. The underground arcade was the backbone of Korean shopping districts for decades. Now it's a skeleton. I finish my coffee and decide to walk. There's a market nearby, Bupyeong Market, which was supposed to be another victim of the changing times. It had a 21% vacancy rate, according to a report I read. But markets are different from arcades. They have food, and food always draws a crowd. The market is loud and messy in the best way. There are stalls selling fresh fish, dried seaweed, and enormous piles of fruit. The air smells like sesame oil and grilled meat. And a Juma waves a plastic fan over a tray of golden chicken gangjeong, the glazed fried chicken that this region is famous for. I stop and ask for a small portion. It's about 8,000 won, a bit over $6, and she hands me a steaming paper cup full of sticky, sweet, spicy chicken. I eat it right there, standing in the middle of the market, and it's perfect. For a moment, the heat doesn't matter. The crowds push past me, and I'm just another person eating street food, part of the rhythm. This is what I came for, not just the landmarks and the history, but the everyday chaos that makes a city alive. But I can't shake the image of that empty arcade. It's been haunting me all afternoon, so I decide to do something a little strange. I go back down. I'm not sure why. Maybe to see if it's different in the afternoon, maybe to hear the silence again. I walk slowly this time, past the stalls that are closed, past the ones that are barely open. I notice details I missed before, a handwritten sign advertising a dumpling place that's gone, a faded poster for a boy band concert from five. I end up in a corner of the arcade that's almost completely dark. Most of the lights are off, and the only illuminated stall is one selling luggage, the kind of cheap rolling bags you buy before a flight. The owner, a man in his 50s, is reading a newspaper on his phone. I don't buy anything. I just stand there for a moment, listening to the hum. I think about what this place must have been like in the 1990s, when underground arcades were the coolest place to be in any Korean city. Teenagers would come here after school to buy stickers and listen to music. Families would shop for school uniforms in the fall. There was a time when this was the destination, not the detour. And I think about what I know about Incheon's history as a gateway. It's always been a place of coming and going, of people passing through. The port opened in 1883, and with it came Japanese and Chinese merchants, immigrants, and trade. The city grew on the back of that transience. Bapyeong Station is just a newer version of the same thing, a place where people change trains, but not lives. Maybe that's why the arcade is empty. It was built for a crowd that had nowhere to stay. The people who come to Bapyeong now are just trying to get somewhere else, and they don't need a sock shop to tell them that. I leave the arcade for the second time. The sun is lower now, and the shadows are longer. The drizzle has stopped completely, and the air is starting to feel a little less oppressive. I check my phone, and there's a message from the immigration office. My alien registration card is ready for pickup. It's a small thing, a piece of plastic, but it's a step, a marker of intent. I take the subway back to Songdo. The ride costs about 1,551 with my T-Money card. The train is crowded with people heading home from work, and I stand in the middle of the car, holding onto the handle above my head, swaying with the motion. The windows are fogged with the humidity of 100 bodies. I get off at my stop and walk the last few blocks. Songdo at dusk is different from Bapyeong. It's cleaner, newer, and more consciously planned. The skyscrapers around Central Park reflect the orange sky, and the canal paths are full of people jogging and walking their dogs. There's a breeze coming off the water, and for the first time all day, it feels like relief. I stop by the convenience store on my corner and buy a bottle of water and a can of local beer. It's about 7,000 won for both. I sit on a bench near the canal, watching the water taxis glide past. The label on the beer is in Korean and I can't read most of it, but I know it's brewed in Korea and that feels right. Tomorrow I'll pick up my ARC. I'll open a proper bank account at one of the big branches, maybe Cookman or Hannah. I'll start thinking about apartments and rent, which I've learned runs about 819,000 won a month for a one-bedroom in the center, say $600. But tonight, I'm just sitting here, listening to the water, thinking about empty arcades and the people who used to fill them. There's a line in a book I once read about cities, that a city is not a place, but a conversation. Bapyeong Underground had a conversation for 30 years, and now it's gone quiet. But the city above it is still talking in markets, in coffee shops, in the thousands of steps that cross Bapyeong Station every hour. I'll be one of those steps tomorrow, and the day after. That's what arriving means, I think. Not the paperwork, not the bank accounts. It means adding your footsteps to the worn tiles. It means finding the places that are still talking and joining in. I finish my beer and stand up. The canal is dark now, and the lights of the G Tower are blinking on across the water. I walk back to my hotel, a small place near the center of Songdo. The air is finally, mercifully, cool. I unlock my door, and the room is quiet and my own. Anyeonghaseyo from Incheon, where the summer is hot, the arcades are empty, and the city is still learning how to speak to you. I'll be here listening. Good night. One more thing. If you're coming to Korea and you want to understand the real rhythm of a city, skip the glossy shopping malls for a day. Find the old market, find the underground arcade. Even if it's half empty, even if it feels abandoned, stand in the silence. It'll tell you more about this place than any museum. Trust me. All right, that's it for today. Next time, I'm picking up my alien registration card, and maybe I'll look at a few apartments. The search for a home continues. Until then, take care. 안녕. Just kidding about the briefly not traveling bit. We all know I can't stop. The next day starts with a piece of plastic. But the real journey is just beginning. Okay, actually, good night for real. See you soon. I mean it. Good night. I'll never write a good ending. But here's one that'll have to do. The arcade was empty. The city is full. I'm here. That's the whole story.
안녕.
That's it. I'm done. For real this time. Peace. The sound of the fan in my hotel room is the only thing keeping me company. It's a low hum, like the arcade all over again. But this hum is mine. It's the sound of a new city learning to sleep. Good night, Incheon. See you in the morning. Actually, yes, one more thing. The Jimjilbang. I haven't tried it yet. It's on the list. A Korean spa, open all night, with heated floors and cold pools. I hear it's the cure for everything. I'll let you know. Good night.